Welcome to our autumn beer blog. A few years ago, we planted three very small hop plants. One was a Fuggles, the other a East Kent Goldings, and the third an American Cascade. Unfortunately, two of them died, but the one that survived grows like a weed. And this year's hop harvest was prolific. Coming from Kent, hop picking is obviously in my blood and comes as second nature. And the smell, feel of the hops on your fingers is just fantastic. So we picked the hops, put them into some carrier bags and made some beer. So we're just going into the brewery now. This year we made two brews from our own hops. First is a classic English bitter using pale and crystal malt to produce a mid to light brown beer at about 4.2%. This is made as a classic English bitter with the majority of hops going in at the beginning of the boil and then some what's called late hopping. When we put a handful of hops actually into the fermentation vessel to give it that very fresh aroma. The second beer is more like an American IPA or American common beer. This should come out at about 4.7% and contains, again, the pale malt, but also a little bit of wheat and a little bit of maize as well. It's producing a very light lager type beer, and we actually used American yeast. This time we added the hops throughout the boil, putting in about half of the hops at the very start of the boiling process, and then adding hops after half an hour, three quarters of an hour, and 55 minutes. What this does is it produces a less bitter beer, but with more hop taste. So, what do they taste like? Right, let's start with the English, traditional English bitter. This has got a lot of the characteristics of a classic pale ale, but it's much fresher. You get a lot more of the citrusy and fruity taste from the hops, which you tend to lose if you dry them, which of course most of the hops we use are dried. Very refreshing. A classic session pint. Quite a lot of bitterness in the background. And the American pale, let's have a taste of this one. So this is very different. It's much lighter in taste, very much a summer beer, and it's much hoppier. I think people confuse hoppiness with bitterness, but this definitely has a more astringent hoppy taste and is extremely refreshing. These two beers now need to mature for a few more weeks, ready for our Nouvelle Beer Gelée week, which takes place from the 1st to the 8th of November, when all guests staying with us at the Old Cider House will be able to taste these two ales, hopefully also with the beer-inspired menu that we have created for this week. All the dishes are made from or contain beer. So we hope to see you in the first week of November, and until next time, goodbye. For more details of events at the Stowey Brewery and the Old Cider House, look out for www.4ale.co.uk.